the changing isn't free. You've read it in the tea leaves and the cracks are on TV. Beware the Savage Show of 1984. They'll spit your pretty cranium and fill it full of air and tell you that you're native, but rather you won't.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Wednesday, April 28th, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone, our Beyond is listener-supported, folks. Please donate whatever is manageable. No donation is too small. Free speech simply cannot stay alive without being funded by we the people. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. And right now, we have, as our gift to you, our way of saying thanks, for every $100 donation, you can have your choice of an RBN coffee mug while supplies last, or an RBN high-quality t-shirt in the size of your choice. If you want to contribute, you can donate a few different ways, really. You can use PayPal right on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. You can call in to donate at 800-724-2719. Extension 3. Or you can mail in your donation, cash, check, money order, to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate whatever you can manage, folks. We have a chat room for those who'd like to contribute. You can find that chat room at beyondton.chatango.com. And I have my Wednesday co-host here with me, Mr. Gregory McGill. Hello, Gregory.
Hey, buddy. Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Woohoo!
So,
it's been fun watching all the TV commentators melt down over this audit over in Maricopa.
Yeah. Yeah. What we had, attempt at halting it, and that over the weekend that didn't go through. So now,
if there's no fraud, why are they trying to halt it? What are they worried about? How weird.
Yeah. It's you know, just the whole idea of even auditing anything, questioning, researching the integrity, the whole talking point, all that could jeopardize Americans' faith in the voting system, their trust in the voting system, and we're supposed to just assume that it was working just fine. That's the narrative, that it worked just fine. You know, Biden got in office fairly, and we can't look into that. We can't dare look into that. Or you know, what if people didn't have trust in the system, and then we really had to fix something? You know, that would be awful.
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense.
No, none of their narrative makes any sense about anything. These are the same people who want vaccine passports to do anything, but voter ID, no voter ID.
Well, everything has to be canned. That's why all the responses to everything with these people on air has to be canned responses. Any time we were able to just go up there, you or I, you know, live on air.
Never live.
Oh, yeah. We could question one of these people and just tear their double think, their newspeak to shreds.
Rip it anew, easily. Yeah, the thing is, the communists, they don't debate. They can't, because they get owned every time. So what they have to do is they have to censor, and they have to slander, and they have to, you know, just... That's their only tools, really. They don't have any... You can't... They'll never take you on. No. They don't take you on.
I think the food crisis is the way they want to bring down America. I mean, we were just talking.
One of many ways.
Yeah, I was just mentioning yesterday how the this forced vaccine passport, complying with all of these regulations for this post-COVID era, as absurd as that is, it's working all too well in most other countries. I mean, sure, there's plenty of pushbacks from, doctors and citizens, and even a lot of protests in Europe. But as far as legislation getting passed right now, it's right on course. And, they're getting more and more successful with the requirement of the digital track and trace. In UK, digital track and trace, they're going to make that the vaccine passport. You can't use NHS health services without it. Already talking in a lot of countries about forcing the shot on citizens, for that matter. U.S. is the strongest holdout with the independent thought that is so quintessential to the American spirit. And the First and Second Amendment, two things that we hold very dearly here. And getting past the U.S., I mean, Catherine Austin Fitz talked about that a lot, in her interviews. Getting past the U.S. is the biggest roadblock to these globalists, to say it, in a kosher-friendly sense. But, no, it's really going to be down to the food crisis. And that's why the writing's on the wall. Biden, with all of these tax changes and all this inflation, we're already starting to see it in shipping and very slightly at the grocery store, but it's going to go full on as far as the prices just being unsustainable. Goods, keeping your elf, your fed, your household fed, keeping yourself and your household fed, supplies you need is just not going to be sustainable. I think the U.S. will, if anything, collapse due to that, to bring in their new world order. The food, because that they can't hide that. They can claim that, we're not as much impoverished with inflation and destruction of the middle class. They can, keep lying to people on the air. And it's hard to have concrete proof against them from the average person with no sources, not even our sources for most people. The independent media, most people wouldn't know where to go for trusted independent sources. So they just ignore all of it as much as the corporate media, But I don't know. They can't hide it in the grocery receipt, and soon enough, that's going to come home to roost. And that's going to be where we maybe make our last stand if we're going to lose our nation or not, Gregory. That's where I think this is going.
I mean, yeah, everything's going up. It's triple for building materials. I just bought some tires for a cart, and they were $40, like almost $40 each more than they were. Everything is going up. And they're just going to pass along the prices. You're right. To touch on how you're saying that there has been protests, there's a worldwide one scheduled May 15th, I believe, Saturday, May 15th. And even in my area, Cleveland, my wife and I are going to go to it. So what's the I got to find the name of that protest. What's the name of that protest?
Worldwide.
Hang on for a second. She's going to find it for me. I got my secretary looking.
Excellent.
But, yeah. So anyway, there is going to be a, and I think that would be something that's, if you're in your area to look into, that everybody can.
Yeah. For worldwide,
the food is all going to go way, 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 way up. Everything's going to go way up. Everything moves by truck and fuel in this country, and everything, the building materials have all gone up. Everything is going up. What's it called?
Worldwide demonstration.
Worldwide demonstration, that's all it's called?
Yeah,
you can find it on
Telegram.
On Telegram? Okay. All right. Well, I guess it's just called Worldwide Demonstration. It's supposed to be on Saturday the 15th. Worldwide Rally for Freedom. There we go.
All right. Well, anyone who doesn't have something they see established locally, when they check the website, they can start their own branch. And May 15th.
Well, it seems like big cities are organizing them already.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, something, get out there and show. But anyway,
though, I mean, no one ever really thought Trump was going to be a world savior or the great savior of our people. But Trump is discussing the resumption of the MAGA rallies as well on the subject of rallies. Yeah, so we'll see if that materializes. But, you know, we had a
overwhelming landslide. They're hiding so many huge numbers that this has got, you know, eventually you would think that some of this is going to come to light. But of course, they're the media is setting it up so that anything that does get shown, oh, it's just crazy conspiracy theorists. So any evidence that's found, they're just going to call it crazy, and it's conspiracy. That's they're already on that on the TV. They're just on the electric, you know what, the electric Jaybird. they're already like Rachel Maddow, whatever. They're all melting down and freaking out about the, you know, oh, conspiracy theorists are in charge of this, counting these votes now, and you know they're
you
just
mean on the,
they're already setting that up.
You mean on the Talmud vision?
What's that?
On the Talmud vision?
Yeah, the Talmud vision. There you go. That's a good one. the good old electric Jew.
The corporate media is freaking out over who is this guy? Rogan. He was out there. Joe. Joe Rogan was telling listeners that if they're young and healthy, don't get the vaccine.
Rogan, I'm surprised he went. He's usually one of their. He likes to promote the Holocaust, and he'll promote moon landing and all these other stupid things that never happened. But he he's not on the vaccine bandwagon. That's good to know, because he's got an enormous audience, and they put him under control a while ago. As soon as he had Abby Martin on and talking about Gaza, what was going on in Gaza, right after that, he must have got a talking to or something, because he stopped having anybody on political like that. That was for real, you know, after, you know, he must have had like, hey, you want the Spotify deal? You better shut the F up, you know?
Right.
So, and he probably,
you know, and as far as elites getting placebos, you know, I noticed a story out of France. They found 140 shots that were saline, that were supposedly, you know, marked as the COVID vaccines. I forget if it was Pfizer or Moderna.
Well, how do we know what's in that stuff when they're giving it?
I believe that was probably a batch that accidentally got shipped to the wrong place. That this is real. That they have saline placebo batches being sent for people who have connections.
Yeah, they're not taking the real thing. You think?
Of course not. Do you really think that those in power at the top of the pyramid would actually experiment on themselves as well with the rest of the population all at once? Just every human take this experimental.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's just a joke. But, you know, I do think that some places have been given saline, have been given placebo shots, and France got 140 doses that they weren't supposed to the wrong place and got a mix-up. Otherwise, how could you explain how saline could wind up? Why would saline be in any of the pumps at the facility that's going to shoot into those unless some of them were meant to go in there? I mean, how stupid are we taken for here? You know, someone accidentally put saline in the vat that fills this machine's vaccine, you know, automated. Come on, you know. So that shows that they're purposely creating the placebos out there. And on a completely unrelated note, Israel examines heart inflammation cases after the Pfizer shot, because of course we believe that everyone in Israel got the true shot.
Yeah.
And
just
on the surface, they're trying to look very very much concerned for the health of all citizens worldwide. You know, looking into the inflammation cases of their Pfizer injections. I don't know. I have trouble believing that there's going to be any investigation of true data for Moderna and Pfizer. Those are the companies that have the green light by the establishment. It seems like the Fall Guys are more AstraZeneca in Europe and Johnson & Johnson in the U.S., where they'll halt temporarily or stop it in some countries, like Denmark stopped AstraZeneca completely due to blood clots, for example. But, this is just smoke and mirrors, just like Israel examining heart inflammation of the Pfizer shot. Israel doesn't want to do harm to Pfizer as far as their brand being damaged worldwide. So this is going to just be, you know,
big
a way
pharma,
to be controlled opposition.
It's like, now, right?
I mean, Bill Gates, I heard, is funding something that's going to be researching COVID. And this reminds me of the 9/11 Commission. You know, they're going to research any inaccuracies in the whole COVID phenomenon.
They need to invest themselves. Once again, nothing better than that. You know, I'm all for I'm pro police, of course, at this point. But I don't think they should be allowed to investigate themselves. Nobody should be. No one should be allowed to investigate themselves. Come on. Well, we found that we didn't do anything wrong. You know? Right. So, usually when it comes out to be.
Another story, though, to back up what I was saying about inflation and food prices, and heading on another article, sticker shock at the grocery store imminent as AG futures surge the most in 8 years. Global food prices already at their highest since mid-2014, and this latest jump is being closely watched, they say, because staple crops are a ubiquitous influence on grocery shelves, from bread and pizza dough to meat and even soda. This relentless rise in prices acts as a misery multiplier, driving millions deeper into hunger and desperation.
That's a good case to start to learn how to grow your own food. Even if you're in the city, there's some places you can do it. Do it on your porch or whatever. On your,
Yeah. Well, I mean, definitely we need communes locally, you know, of patriots who are into.
They don't want that. They like to burn those out. Remember, Koresh?
Right. Yeah. But that's what we need. You know, like we need local systems. Local systems where people can barter or, and also grow crops that they can barter with each other in their communities with as well. And then, of course, also, I mean, you know, if they have to, their own way of, I mean, it would be great if the communities could just have their own silver that they're using for any transactions that they can't barter for, and just completely just destroy the outside systems. That would be the way to go, but I'm sure they'll pass laws against that as those things arise, you know. So we, you know, it has to be like
laws
really
that haven't been passed yet. there's plenty of those laying around.
There are plenty of solutions, and there's plenty of legislation left to kill the solutions as well.
But yeah, it's a free country, right? You know, you don't hear anybody say, remember how when we were kids, you'd hear that all the time. It's a free country. I just like never hear that anymore.
No, weird. No, you don't.
Weird. How weird.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're not going to hear it around any schools. That's for sure.
No, yeah, they don't, God. They don't promote that.
You don't have children yourself, right?
Yeah, I got a kid.
I keep forgetting then. Yeah, okay, then you have mentioned your okay.
What's
you have, and I mean, but you managed to have your child raised outside of the education industrial complex.
His mother's got her tentacles into him pretty good. But I've told him everything that I've, you know, researched over the years, and he's very smart, so he gets it. Mm-hmm. I think he has to just be very careful. Like I said, because he's got a lot of influences, and he lives in liberal California, and you know, has to go to school there, and you know, around a lot of liberals. I'm sure
be better off homeschooled, but at least there's a good father behind him, pushing him in the right. Well,
thank you.
guiding him in the right direction.
He is. He knows. He knows. We just, you know, he doesn't really try to acknowledge it too much. Sometimes he will.
Right.
But we just, I mean, I've told him everything about, you know, everything that I've ever looked into.
Well, yeah. I mean, the public school system of California, I shudder. Yes, good thing he has you for a father.
Yeah,
we'll be right back, folks.
He wouldn't have a chance. You're right.
All right, stick around.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an engine cleaner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
We don't talk too much about it. Ain't no real big secret, all the same. Somehow we get around.
We're back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting, here with my Wednesday co-host, Mr. Gregory McGill. One more little point about the UK. There are these COVID marshals that they're putting in place over there. They're saying that they're going to be operational till 2023, even though supposedly all of the COVID restrictions are going to be released near the end of June, June 24th. First,
yeah, I'm giving up those guns. Work out for you guys over there.
yeah. I mean, so they just sell for a Facebook post. Yeah, but right now, I mean, they're just hiring these COVID marshals to be in the streets from July till the end of 2023, which is very suspect. If supposedly these lockdown restrictions are going to end on June 21st, yeah. I'd say they already know in advance they're not going to end the restrictions. Something they're going to mention more mutant strains or this or that coming from
just make up more stuff
from wherever, India or wherever else, South Africa. I mean, and then they're claiming though. I mean, a lot of people are seeing results of figures in locations where people have been vaccinated. People. Well, with these shots, right, these gene alteration shots, are more susceptible to these so-called variants. So when they come in contact with something after getting this shot, they're having a much greater chance of adverse reactions or even death than if you don't get the shot. It's, I mean, we're already seeing a lot of studies with results. I'm seeing articles popping up from doctors all over various countries reporting that already. And so, yeah, they'll I'm sure use this as some of the justification. You know, UK isn't going to stop their they might stop the restrictions on June 21st, but then a little later resume them. Here too, we're seeing, you know, there'll be a little two steps forward, one step back, right? Make sure that the public don't quite realize they're not in control and that we completely don't care about reason, science, and logic or their well-being. Now, over in Canada, Gregory, and this touches onto the whole China bashing rather than the tribe, which we see so much of, you know, even out there in the...
It's their proxy right now.
Right, yeah, but so, I mean, there's some truth to that. I mean, China, and I mean, you know, related to Biden, Canada, and elsewhere, there is influence from them on this communism, on this this technocratic surveillance state future they're planning. But it's not like it's not in conjunction with the kosher mafia of the world cabal.
Well, they're behind all that communism in China. They started it. They've been running it since then. And it's just a vassal state for Israel.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So as long as we can take it with a grain of salt with that information in mind.
Of course.
Sure, there is some truth to China.
They have the scapegoat now. They're always good at that, giving it to someone else to take the blame than them. And that's what it's all just another way of doing it. And they funnel it all through that. And all that money gets funneled through that. So they can, they don't have to be in the picture.
Well, I noticed a couple of stories on Chinese totalitarian influence on Canada. A couple of dovetailing stories out of Patriot Rising and another article at Blacklisted News. One of them here at Patriot Rising, Canada introduces bill to police all internet speech. Okay, just desperate, not that that hasn't already been occurring there, desperate to transform his country into a clone of communist China, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has introduced new legislation that would censor the Canadian internet and make everything on it politically correct, citing the threat of hate speech and hurtful language, particularly against politicians like himself. Trudeau wants to force all social media platforms, including Facebook and Twitter, to start immediately removing all content that someone on the left might feel is quote-unquote offensive. Once a publication is flagged, it will have to be taken down within 24 hours of having it being flagged, confirmed Canadian Heritage Minister Stephen Guilbeault, who announced the plan during a recent video conference. Who announced the plan during a recent video conference with the Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs. And this was on a Patriot Rising, they reported this. So that's a good reporting there. So there you go, folks. It's all right there. And then this other article, we may have to touch on this one after the break. Actually, I see that's creeping up. But China's social credit scoring is expanding globally, now openly operational in Western Canada. And China's Orwellian social credit system that records the social and financial behavior of individuals and corporations across China using a vast surveillance system has expanded globally and is now openly operational at renowned Hadid Lao Hot Pot restaurant in Western Canada. Ryan Pan, a manager with Hadid Lao Hot Pot in Vancouver with surveillance. Here, I'll finish this when we come back on the other side. Stick around.
Yeah. See if you can figure out how to pronounce it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
One day we will put it all behind. We'll say that was just another time. We'll say that was just another day on earth. We'll say that was just another time. One day.
And we're back, folks, beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting, here with my Wednesday co-host, Gregory McGill. And we are back to speaking about Hadi Lao Corporation. Ah,
there you go. Got it.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. Much better. Okay. But no, this is pretty interesting, actually. I was reading some of the leanings of some of the people involved, and not quite the same as, I mean, that last article. It was interesting how we saw ties to the Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs, you know, with this rollout of Canada policing internet speech. But anyhow, this article on social credit scoring. We have, confirmed 60 surveillance cameras, which have been installed in the restaurant at the request of the Hadi Lao Corporation as part of the social credit system in China. He said that the Vancouver location is 30 tables with 2 cameras assigned to each table. When asked specifically why Hadi Lao required so many cameras to monitor staff and patrons, Ryan Pan said that the cameras were installed to punish staff if they didn't adhere to corporate standards and to quote-unquote people track. Pan also said that the video was sent back to China, but declined to say why this was, other than to say the reason for this was quote-unquote secret. Founded in Sichuan, China, the Hari Lao opened up at two locations in the Vancouver region, the most recent of which was opened in 2018 in a former Swiss chalet restaurant in the trendy Kitsilano district of Vancouver. The location is within walking distance of the home rented by Huawei for staff temporarily relocated to Vancouver to assist Meng Wanzhou, chief financial officer of the telecom giant, following her arrest and hearing over a provincial U.S. extradition request for fraud and conspiracy to commit fraud in order to circumvent U.S. sanctions against Iran. The Hari Lao location is no more than 10 minutes to Meng Wanzhou's mansion and the People's Republic of China consulate. Hari Lao has over 935 locations around the world and more than 36 million VIP members and 600,000 plus staff. So I do find it interesting that these people were trying to circumvent sanctions against Iran. So, I mean, of course, these infiltrators could come in many forms, and not all of them are necessarily friendlies of the state of Israel. But a little more on the China social credit system they have here. China's social credit system was officially rolled out nationwide in 2014 with a plan to build, quote-unquote, trust in the marketplace and broader society. According to a report by U.S. Congressional Research Service in 2020, China's social credit system has developed into two connected but distinct systems, a system for monitoring individual behavior, still in early pilot stages, and a more robust system for monitoring corporate behavior. The deadline for implementing China's social credit system was 2020, when it became mandatory for all Chinese citizens to be enrolled in the national database and rated with a social score based on different behaviors. These social scores are then used to punish or reward. Praise the Chinese Communist Party on social media and you will be given a higher score, potentially leading to benefits such as priority for school admissions, free gym services, shorter wait times at hospitals, and other benefits. Illegally protest against the CCP, forget to pay your utility bill, or knowingly associate with another individual who has a low score. And you might be restricted in accessing public services, excluded from taking transportation, or perhaps your children will be denied entry into the best schools. Now here, I mean, when they outroll this, it's not just going to be for people who go as far as we do down the rabbit hole with taboo topics, Gregory. But I mean, just, you know, anyone who's a MAGA supporter or who's against these gene therapies is going to be on the list.
Oh, yeah, they've definitely expanded it. Hey, and nothing says trust quite like monitoring every single thing about your life and tabulating all that information and using it against you in every possible way. Nothing says trust more than that, right? Didn't you say you said that they wanted to build trust? That's why they the government.
Yeah. I just see we got some callers lining up here. I didn't even mean to
bring them in.
Keep I'm waiting long. John in Tennessee. Hello, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, it looks like he's gone.
Okay, John dropped. Tony in Illinois. Hello, Tony.
Hey, Richard. I don't know if you caught wind of this over the weekend. They're talking about rolling out a vaccine passport scheme to go to all the events in, downtown Chicago this summer. Taste of Chicago, all those concerts at Millennium Park, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Did you happen to catch wind of that over the weekend?
No, I didn't. I mean, I can't say I'm surprised. I noticed the CDC has this new chart of activities they recommend if you have the shot or not, and if you have a mask on or not. They're saying participating in an indoor, highly intensive exercise class, even if you have the shot, they still want you to wear the mask. That's just insanity, Tony.
Anyway, That health director of Chicago, I don't know if she's a dyke or if she's just a butchy-looking heterosexual broad. She had a big press conference. I don't know if it was last week. I don't know why it was so much in the Sunday news. But that's exactly what she's talking. And, you know, this thing is on the horizon. And, I mean, it's just not going to be Chicago. It's going to be, I assume it's going to be nationwide that you're going to try to, they'll start out first with, you know, these events and this type of thing for the dupes to, I don't know how they'll even work this, but they didn't give any details. That's to come. But this is, you know, it's very scary. It has to be opposed. Okay, because one thing leads to another, and as you were talking about Chinese social credit, that's what this thing is all about. I don't know if you also caught over the, it was in the news over the weekend, the EU, they're saying that in order to fly to Europe, you're going to have a vaccine, you know, proof of vaccination. So, you know, we're...
Yeah, they want digital... to be able to fly or to use the NHS health services there. They want the digital ID. They don't. They're shying away from calling it vaccine passport. But I can see it expanding here to everyday things. Is my concern grocery stores? That's what will really hit people the hardest.
Anyway, so what we have now, we have the Rothschild Kabbalist Jew, you know, separating the two bodies of white European people on the face of the earth. I mean, that's what it comes down to. In order for us to go to our ancestral homeland, not that I was planning on going anytime soon, unless there was mass civil war over there, which hopefully there will be, then I would love to go. But they're separating us through their Jew vaccine.
Right? Tony, on that point, I wanted to ask you if you could clarify. I mean, because you have an excellent site with a lot of links and great information, vaccinehoax.com. But you also like to mention that there's a white genocide agenda that is overlapping with this. As some people might, you know, be reluctant to believe that if they are completely unaware or willing to see the anti-white agenda, you know, who knows? That could do harm to some people you mentioned it to. But, I mean, you know, if you believe they're related, I think they're kind of more separate. How could you explain the way you see it interwoven, that they overlap?
Okay, well, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up. This, and I'll get to the point. This Christopher John Bajerkness that I've mentioned to you on the last call. He's in Chicago. He's a quarter Khazar Jew. He's three. Okay. Anyway, he just wrote a new book. He released it. Rise Above the Gods Who Hate Us. It's all about Kabbalah. And in a nutshell, I know we're limited on time. You know what? What this whole COVID hoax is, and the death vaccine plan, it's Tikkun Olam, you know, which is a Jew prophecy out of the Kabbalah, which is, you know, fixing the world, okay? And in order to fix the world, okay, it's right out of the Zohar. You have to kill all the Gentiles. And, you know, who are the best Gentile that gets killed first? That's out of the Talmud. It's the white race. So that's how I connect it all. The best Gentile kill. It's I don't know what verse in the Talmud is. That's how I connect it all together.
Kill the best.
I mean, you ask me a question, and I mean, I'm not an expert in this. I'm getting it off of this guy, and I mean, I just listened to him on No More News. If people you need it's on what is it? No More News. If you can listen on the BitChute channel, Adam Green. It just came out last night, Christopher John Bajerkness, Rise Above the Gods Who Hate Us, and the precursor to this, his other book, Beware of the World to Come. And if you listen to these two broadcasts, you have to spend about 4 hours listening to them twice, you're going to see that this whole thing coming down on us is out of the Kabbalah. It's a playbook out of the Kabbalah. Okay, who's the Kabbalah? It's the House of Rothschild. It's Chabad Lubavitch. The Rothschilds are Lubavitchers. Even though racially they do have, you know, white blood in them, but I mean they're going for the jugular. Their money system is collapsing. Okay, that's why they're running up the debt. Well, this is why this insanity in the financial system is happening. That, you know, it's just imprinting or typing up money out of control, screwing up the country on purpose, and it ties right into this vaccine. When people start dropping debt all over the place in this country and over in Europe, they're going to have to default on the debt. Well, they're going to have to default on the debt anyway because the system doesn't last this long. We're way over the point where this fiat system is going to collapse, and they're using this as a cover. That's the way I'm looking at it. Anyway, I'm gonna email you, man. You should really come out protesting with us. Okay, we're gonna be out this Saturday. I was in Tinley Park in Madison, Illinois, with the vaccine passport sign. Good. The one positive thing is they were both closed on a Sunday. I didn't know. There's less people getting this vaccine. I mean, the dupes took it, and a lot of people are very nervous about it. And now, see, but the problem with this, and I know you want to go to the next caller, this is where the heavy-duty stuff comes into play, because you know these Jews want us all dead, and they want us all to take this shot, and this is when they're going to, this is a, we're ending a phase where they're going to start forcing us to take the thing. So, you know, it's this is the bad part here. The idiots took it. Now they got to figure out a way to shove it up our butts, because these people are not going to quit unless we stop
them. Right on the money.
And we could stop them easy, though. Right. We really can. Okay, thanks a lot. I'll email you, Richard.
Please do.
You should come out protesting with this one time.
Yeah, I finally found your email in a junk folder by accident. I'll check in future. But, yeah, please do.
I'll email you again if you get that. I'll email you again. I'll leave you my phone number if you have any. We've never had any problems. All right, I'll let you go. Thanks for the call. Bye-bye.
Okay, all right. Appreciate the call. And then now we have James in Vancouver. Hello, James. You're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, comrades. How are you?
Hey.
Pretty good, sir.
Easy, right, they call it the public security. When I was in China, they don't call it the police. They call it the public security. So it's for your protection, comrade. And when you screw up, they say, take a rest, comrade. Take a rest. That means you screwed up. Or if they say, he's taking a rest, that means he's gone. He's not in power anymore. He's taking a rest. They play with the language. It's fantastic when you hear it. If you speak Chinese, then you really can, for example, Hongzhi in Chinese means control. Sixiang means thought. So what they do in China is try to Hongzhi Sixiang, which means control thought, you see. So they keep you on a camera. Anyway.
We're on camera here all the time.
Well, they have a long-term strategy for their banker buddies, though. They're going to double-cross their banker buddies as soon as they get the chance. They're going to throw off the shackles because they know what they've been through since 1949.
Really? Give us examples. Why do you think that?
Well, I know that I've been there for 30 years. I know what it's like, okay? They're pretending to go along with this New World Order, whatever you guys want to call it, but they're going to double cross them as soon as they get the chance.
So you think this Z guy might be a good guy, and I've heard that before too, that he might be on our side. He might be part of the thing that, you know, him and Putin and Trump all together are part of this thing. I've heard that before. I mean, of course, if we don't know what's going on for real, but do you think that's possible?
Well, yeah, Putin actually runs Russia, and so does Xi. Xi Jinping,
right.
He runs China, okay? Now, Biden does not run the United States, and Trudeau doesn't run Canada, and all the rest of them, they have to take orders. But nobody tells Putin what to do.
Nobody, right?
Nobody tells. Nope. But can you imagine the security Putin has got around him?
Oh, he's had tons of assassination attempts on him. Many, many, many. And they thwarted all of them. God bless. I hope they keep him safe. And same with Trump. If he's a good guy.
You notice Xi and Trump actually get along with each other.
Yeah.
For example, Biden took $1 billion or more from China, right? He took it, but they don't respect him. They don't respect him. They don't respect his son. As far as they're concerned, these two guys are trash, but they put up with it, see? But they respect Trump because Trump has actually done something with himself, and he's polite, he's well-mannered, and the Chinese will respect that. Even though they don't like it, they'll respect him. You see what I'm saying? I mean, they don't like Trump's idea of taking all the manufacturing back, which America has to do.
Also, they don't like him for that.
Yep. Well, okay, but they respect him as a person, you see.
Right, right. And honor is a big thing in that culture, right?
In the end, it is. But China will make a deal with the devil. They'll do that. They know how to do that. They've been doing that for thousands of years. So it's no big deal for them. Anyway.
Right.
There's some of
so that's it. Well, it seems like it could go either way then, right?
Well, yeah, because look at, you know, all of these people that are pulling the strings behind the scenes, they don't live forever. They die too, right?
Sure.
I mean, you know, I always hear about, okay, all of these guys behind the scenes. See, up in Canada, I can't open my mouth or I go to jail. But
wow.
Yeah. If I go public on something like the Holocaust, I go to jail up here. Down
wow.
there, you don't. You know? Yep. Now,
everybody else gave up their guns.
Yeah.
They're going to come after me for something I said about something like that. There's going to be a firefight.
Well, this is a broadcast down in the States, but if I were to say something on a broadcast here in Canada, then yeah, they would.
Wow.
Red lights would go, flashing lights. You see, people go to jail for that up here.
Yeah, they do in the UK too. That's what I was saying. I said it earlier today on the show. That how is that giving up your guns working out for you? Now you can go to jail for a Facebook post.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Germany, France as well. Germany and France, of course, hot spots for them.
Right. That's what they want to do here. They want to be able to take us to jail for, like you say, debunking the Holocaust or something. They want to be able to do that now. If they were coming out.
We have another caller. James, is there any last point? We have another caller.
Okay, bye.
All right. Appreciate your call. Charles in Florida. Hello, sir. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing there, Richard?
Good.
Yeah,
good. What's on your mind?
And your guest too, for Wednesday.
Gregory.
I didn't want to be on for a little bit, but I don't want to monopolize. Dr. Slattery's talking about that there aren't Jew families allied to Chinese families. Well. The example of the Chow family that's married to Bitch McConnell. You look up Moonves, the guy from CBS who was a great nephew of David Ben Gurion, the first prime minister of Israel.
That's Moonves.
Moonves. He's married into the Chow family. The Chow family is very wealthy billionaires that import stuff in the United States and other foreign countries. They're red Chinese citizens, very powerful. Chao, Chow. And Mitch McConnell is married into, that's his wife, one of the Chows. The Republicans are sellouts just like Democrats.
It's all fake. For sure. So many of them.
Yeah, that's what I want to make a point to, especially to Patrick, Dr. Slattery, you know. There maybe are exception, maybe this exception. I don't think so, but Richard Deacon, a writer on spies, that's a pseudonym, an Englishman. He's written about the Chinese, that the Chinese and Jews know each other well. They've been associated for more than 100 years. And you remember the opium trade? You know, who brought that in? That was the Sassoons and all these Jews from Iraq. The Sassoons families are up in English nobility still. They controlled the opium wars, and the United States was involved in that too. 1841. The first opium war when they invaded China, U.S. and Britain, and then in 1861, another one. And we taught them people from New England. One guy, he taught the Chinese about international law. They didn't know about it until they got invaded, and opium was given. They didn't want opium. The Chinese. Resisted the Manchu dynasty wanted to preserve the Chinese, even though they didn't treat the average Chinese well, the Manchus.
Right.
But they did try to preserve them from opium. Yeah, it's just, I don't want to, if you got some other people calling, it's.
Well, no, you're right about that. They've always been involved up there, and they ended up bribing Mao for like $25 million or whatever it was. And that's the figure I've heard before, to install their regime, basically. That, like you say, 100 years they've been for the communist thing with them.
Yeah, well, even before 1913 or 1911, Sun Yat-sen had got his arms from Tugan Kowen in British Columbia. There's been a Canadian Jew association with China, so-called Republic of China. Of course, Zhou Enlai and Chiang Kai-shek were Freemasons, of course. We must remember that. Zhou Enlai, he comes from the Zhao family that goes back before the first Qin dynasty, you know, goes back to 1200 B.C., he was a Mandarin that was behind Mao, called Mao, who was a peasant.
Mm. Well, nothing new is going on over there, is what you're saying.
Yep.
Same old.
Yep. I wouldn't doubt that there's a Muranos, Chinese Muranos, what's his name? Inside Asia, John Gunther, you know, who's dead. But I mean, he's once in the 1930s. He talked about one Chinese warlord who had red hair, you know, and studied the Kabbalah. Very prominent warlord in China. So it's not entirely true that they aren't represented there. In China.
All right. Well, China, plenty of cryptos. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
That was a great call. A lot of great information, Charles. We're all out of time.
Always is, Charles.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Always call back.
Thank you.
All right.
He studies history. You can tell.
Yeah, absolutely. You have any last thoughts, Gregory, as we're closing up?
No, I'm just watching the show, baby.
Yeah. No, that was a great.
Like everybody else.
No, that was a great commentary from Charles, though, on that. That
yeah,
was,
of course.
Spot on, for sure.
I thought all the callers were really good today.
Yeah, I did as well. And yeah, the topics flowed one into the next, I thought, really right. Well.
So fantastic.
We'll have to pass
this
archive.
I love it. Can't wait till next Wednesday.
I'll have to pass this archive around, too.
There you go.
It was a nice chat. Well, all right. Well, I look forward to you next Wednesday as usual, and have a great weekend.
Okay, we'll see everybody. Have a great week.
All right. Well, everyone, stick around. Next up, of course, we have Dr. Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio. Always an excellent broadcast there. And please support RBN, folks. The only reason we're able to have this much free speech.
Free speech. Yes.
Because it's listener supported. Okay. So let's keep that a reality. All right. Well, have a great day, folks. And we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.